This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first big outdoor holiday weekend of the year, the Memorial Day weekend, is nearly upon us, and this weekend could bring some heavy traffic to our lakes and some of our favorite fishing holes. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a fisherman, this is the place to be. It looks like we're going to have some terrific fishing for this upcoming holiday weekend. I think every local lake, as well as our big three lakes, are yielding good fishing right now, and sure, it will just continue to get better as the days, warmer days continue on. But as we have talked about in the past, our Illinois turkey hunt has now come to an end. And despite the widely varying weather condition, Illinois turkey hunters seem to have enjoyed fair success on most seasons. Now, Illinois turkey hunters have now wrapped up the end of their spring season. The fifth and final segment of the South Zone wrapped up May 8th, while the fifth season of the Northern Zone concluded May 15th. And though the final harvest figures from the season have not been released, South Zone hunters wrapped up their fifth season with an unofficial season total of 5,811 birds. This compares to 6,106 birds harvested during the same period in 2013, and the weather was certainly a lot worse than last year. The youth harvest totals were 372 in 2014 compared to 388 in 2013. And even with the difficult conditions, this season's harvest is still approximately 1% above the previous five-year average for the South Zone. The top five South Zone counties were Jefferson with 399, Pope with 352, Randolph with 326, Jackson with 322, and Union with 301. North Zone hunters finished their fourth season on May 7th, and that's the only harvest we've got at that point. The preliminary total harvest for the North Zone was 6,064 compared to 6,065 for the same period last year. So we're just one behind. The leading North Zone counties after the fourth season was Joe Davis with 549, Fulton with 317, Adams and Pike were tied with 279, and Macoupin had 245. So we're not doing real bad on the turkey hunt. And if you're a bow fisherman, the Bow Fishing Association of Illinois, in cooperation with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, will host the annual Director's Shoot Interlock State Bow Fishing Championship July 19th and 20th on the Illinois River at Starved Rock State Park near Utica. The daytime portion of the tournament will be held from 5 a.m. until 2 p.m. on July 19th, and this will consist of a Big Six daytime championship, an invasive numbers competition, and many big and small fish competitions. The nighttime fishing championships start at 8 p.m. on July 19th and end at 5 a.m. on July 20th. Here, participants will compete in a Big 30 weight championship and an invasive numbers competition. The entry fee for the event is $30 per participant, and the fee includes a free lunch between shoots and a large array of door prizes. Now, for more information or registration, talk to Ed DeFries. That's EDDEFRIES at IllinoisBowfishing.net. That, once again, is EDDEVRIES, Ed DeFries, at IllinoisBowfishing.net. You can register for the Bow Fishing Championships there. Things are looking good if you're headed to one of each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs for this holiday weekend. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is still rising a bit. As we get deeper into the month, the lake will probably be coming up the remaining 3 feet, so be careful out there. You can still run aground where you wouldn't expect it. The water temperatures at Lake Shelbyville are from the 60s in the south end to the upper 60s, nearly 70 in the north end. The crappie spawn is in full swing up on the north end, and they're catching the better fish on jigs, but tons more on crappies. The males are coal black in color with their spawn colors, and their anglers are going out and catching limits of these fish in less than 3 hours. There's a couple patterns working. One is the drift minnows over the shallow spawning areas on the main lake that gets a lot of wind. You need to move with the wind, and the slip bobbers will keep the bait just right at the right depth. The second is to fish the ledges for fish moving up from the deep with let jigs. Once you find some deep wood on the ledge, you can set up with slip bobbers and minnows and drift them over the ledge about 11 to 15 feet. The fish are still staged to come up to the bank on the south end, and just about the time the north end is done, the south end will get going strong, so the good crappie fishing will continue. Now, many anglers are spider rigging for suspended fish in the bays on the north end, End and South End both, and they're doing really well. One angler who caught almost 200 fish in a couple days over the weekend, of course, he's releasing them. And the current watercolor have some of the better colors on dark, rainy days have been maybe an orange, a black, or chartreuse. The clear days, you can move up to a black or something pearl tinsel and find very good success. Now, on windy days, anglers are drifting slip bobber rigs over brush with plain minnows and keeping an eye on the surface temperatures. Most afternoons, the fish are moving shallow once the water temperature is warm to 60 or more. If you see a 57 on your surface water temperature, the shallow fish have probably moved off. And the north end has some signs of spawning crappie, but the south end, the fish are still deep enough that jigs are working better than anything else. The south end spawn won't start until probably any day now, so it's looking up. And the bass bite, it's just now turning on, and there's not a whole lot to report from the catfish at Shelbyville right now. Now at Carlisle Lake, the more species to report here. Right now, we've got some very good catfish action coming from the lake. A lot of crappie fishermen have been landing some nice catfish while crappie fishing. They're getting ready to move to the rocks. The crappie bite has been excellent at Carlisle. Crappie are on the rocks and being caught right off the bank, anywhere from 6 inches to a foot deep. The white bass action, just fair right now. Not a whole lot to report yet. In the spillway area, however, catfish are rated good. They're being caught on nightcrawler, shrimp, and starting to get some action with cheese baits. The crappie action rated very good. They're seeing a lot of nice crappie coming through the river. Minnows and tube jigs are producing there. And some very good sauger. The sauger bite has been really turning on here. We're seeing limits caught the last several days. And the white bass, good too. Also seeing good action there. And at Wren Lake, as you might expect, the bite is excellent if you're a crappie fisherman. Spawning fish are being caught in the buck brush. Wren Lake has hundreds of miles of buck brush on the shores, and not all of it holds spawning fish, but most of it does. The catfish bite, it's rated terrific. Catfish are moving in shallow to the buck brush and to spawn along the rocks. Fishing in front of the buck brush or along the rocks on Highway 154 will produce fish. You can anchor and pull fish, or use jugs and trot lines at Rend. And the bass bite, they've moved shallow now. Many bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water. They're in the buckbrush spawning as well. Flipping plastics in front of the bushes will produce good fish. Black and blue jigs are always a favorite at Rend, and spinner baits in the shallows have also been catching fish. And the bluegill bite, they're moving shallow too and being caught in the backs of the necks. The bluegill bite is still a bit early, but red wigglers in the backs of some necks will catch fish. The last few years, they've been catching more and bigger bluegill. Rend is not known for its bluegill, but I think we'll see some big ones this year. It's becoming quite a thing, and I think the bluegill bite everywhere will be turning on by mid-June. The first big outdoor holiday weekend of the year, like we mentioned earlier, is nearly upon us, so be extra careful out there. And until next week, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.